Okay, we're recording. We're on. Yud Zayin Ahmed Aleph. Okay, just after halfway down. Dorish Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva makes a drasha. Ish v'isha, a man and a woman. Zochu, if the zoicha, shchina b'nehem. The shchina is amongst them, between them. Because, right, we see over here, basically there's a yud and a hey, yeah, in Ish and Isha, right? Right, so that basically, if they're doing the, what they're supposed to do. So it's funny, we're learning Sota right now, so they don't say this at the Sheva Brachas, but it says, if you're faithful to your husband and you don't sleep with another guy, then you're going to have the Shekhinah between you. If you look at Rashi, we're learning in context, you know. So they don't say this at the Sheva Brachas. You know, but you say, but you know, if you do the right thing, the Shekhinah should be reside within you. But culture came. If you're nice to one another, then the Shekhinah is going to be between you, right? Lo zochu, if they were not meritorious, yeah, oichloson, they are going to be consumed by fire, right? Because if you don't have, right, if you look at the word Ish and Isha, if you're missing the word, the Hashem's name, which is Yud K, right, or Yud Hey, right, then you got double fire, okay, which is going to, so it's going to consume them both, okay. Amar Rava, we're just saying that you may have heard this at Sheva Brachas, Avraham, that if two people, a man and a wife, have Shalom Bayis, the Shekhinah is between them. So we said it's basically, if you don't, okay, but we said, if not, it's fire, right? And you should know, says the Gemara, if people didn't realize this, Amar Rava, says Rava, they don't say this at Sheva Brachas either, don't they? I've not heard this one, yeah? Ud Isha Adifa, yeah? The woman is actually more flammable. She's more fiery. Why? Yeah? Mid Ish, the man. So it's going to explain. Haim it storeif, because this with the Isha, if you look at it, with it's got Ish in the word Isha, it's Ish, with a hay at the end, right? But Haim it storeif, but Ish, right? Has got Aleph Yud Shin, so there's like a break over there. So a woman is more susceptible to fire. If anyone has felt this at home, you know what I mean. If not, good for you. Right, so Amar Rava, says Rava, yeah, Mipnei Ma Amra Torah, why did the Torah say, Hove Ofa L'Sosa? Why do you bring dirt for the Sota? So like this, so Zochsa, because if she's meritorious, yeah, Yotze Mimena, it comes from her, meaning she gives a birth to a baby, Ben Ke Avram Avinu, you get a little Avram Avinu born to you. Kilechzi Bey. we can have more comparisons about this. What happens if she's whatever? We're gonna get there. See, right, the Ksibe, it says with regards to him, off of Efa, right? So he was the first person who related to himself as Ofar. In that sense, he was whatever. There's what to say on this. Not that my head is totally empty now, so I've got nothing to say on it, but there are things to say about this. But seeing as Avraham is Ofar, which was a positive thing, he was very humble. Yeah, so if a person, I suppose, goes with the Ofar and she was innocent, she's going to get a child like Avraham Avinu. Okay. What?
What does that mean?
I mean, if she was innocent, she's going to get a kid like Avraham Avinu.
What does it mean like Avraham Avinu? Humble. He says Ofar, right?
Yeah, yeah. Handle, so, anyway, it was, I think, you have any problems with Avraham Avinu?
No, it's
yeah, specifically. I don't know. Yeah.
Do we have cases in
this? Yeah. Lozoxa, if she wasn't Zoicha, right, Tachzola Ofara, she's going to go back to her dust and dirt. Right. Dorash Rava, another drosh of Rava, okay? Bishar with in the reward, Sha'oma Avraham, that Avraham said, Avraham Avinu said, Anuchi Ofa Ve'efa, I am dirt and ashes, Zochu Bonov the Shtei Mitzvos. His children were Zoicha to mitzvahs because of this. Two mitzvahs, right? One is Efer Pora, one is the ashes of Pora Aduma, and the other one is Va'ofer Sota, the dirt of Sota. I spoke about this, right?
Why is that?
What mitzvah is
there? Oh, no, it's a beautiful, as we said, it's a beautiful mitzvah. Sota is misunderstood.
Yeah.
It's very misunderstood. We've had this. Right, so let's go chronologically. First, what's Efer Pora? So Rashi says that first of all, it brings purity, yeah, which is a good thing. I suppose, especially if you Kohen, if you want to eat Truma, yeah. And also, it's like a zchus, right? It's mechapa on the eagle, right? This is a kind of a kapara for the eagle, so this is very good for the Jewish people.
Which Rashi is that?
Yeah, I don't see any
Rashi. I have a special Rashi.
Okay.
I can't see it right now. I wrote it above, but it's there. I saw it is there. It is there. I'm really tired. If I look here, I'm going to like forget where I am. Believe me, it's there. Yeah. Now, Ofer Sota, right? What's Ofer Sota? So he says two things. Yeah. This is first of all, it brings shalom. Right. We spoke about that. Someone's got a jealous husband and he messes things up and he does tshuva and it brings them back together and they lived happily ever after. Yeah. And maybe they have a baby like Avram Avinu. On the other hand, it gets rid of mamzerim. Meaning, at the end of the day, it's a very important thing to have a good yichus in Klal Yisrael. Yichus is connected to Shechina, and Hashem likes when people were.
Did you say this? Rashi says Efer Para.
Yeah.
Letara, Lazakot Yisrael, and Maseh Ego.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, oh. That's Efer Para. Yeah, okay, but Ofer Sota, Ofer Sota, that's the next one. If you look, you found it, you may have found the Rashi.
What's such a good thing about it raising Hashem's name? You shouldn't have to do such a...
No, that's what you say. Anyway, it's not an ideal thing, but for the greater, better, right, that's what we say, Godel Shalom. Shalom is a huge thing. Which Hashem is, one of Hashem's name is Shalom, and that's the blessing of Hashem is Shalom. So Hashem's like Shalom. The Gemara asks the Kasha though. The Ikanami offer Kisri Adam. There's another mitzvah with regards to dirt, covering the blood. We said, right? Right. So ideally one would use dirt. Yeah. Maybe you can use ashes and other things that grow things, but it says dirt. So why don't we include that? Maybe it was the mitzvah of Kisri Adam. So answer the Gemara, Hasum Heksha Mitzvah, it's a Heksha Mitzvah, whatever how you translate that, Ika Hana Leika. Right? There's a mitzvah. Yeah, the point is that you don't benefit from it physically, basically. Oh, that's the one the Rashi brings the other things, right? So we learned actually in Beitza that you can actually, let's say you shafted an animal, yeah, and you didn't do the Kisru Adam, you can still eat the meat. Right, and we also learned that mitzvahs are not for Hana, we learned in Rosh Hashanah, are not given, so you don't really benefit so much from this, right? There's not like a, so therefore, that's not, we didn't list that. Dorash Rava, another drasha of Rava, this is, I think, it's number three. Well, the first one's Omer Rava. Okay, Dorash Rava, okay, Beschar, in the reward, Sha'omer Avram Avinu, the Avram Avinu said the following, Im Michut V'ad Sroich Nal. Right, so im michut, if from a thread, basically from a thread, va'ad sruchnal unto a shoelace, I don't want to take anything from you, melech sdoim. Right, the king of, right, this is when Avraham Avinu, right, won the war, and he basically, he returned everything to melech sdoim, and he gave him his stuff back, and melech sdoim wanted to reward Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu says, I don't want, yeah, and that was a mitzvah. So Rashi says over here that he was hivriach atzmo min hagezel. He didn't want to take any of that stuff because it was questionable, right, if it was stolen or not. And he doesn't want dirty money. He didn't want to touch any dirty money. So because of that, he was zoicha to two things, yeah? So we're going to say, well, one is a thread and one is a strap. Yeah? Zochu, thank you. Zochu bonov l'shtei mitzvot. Chut shel techeles to the... Right, the thread, right, the string of Tzecheles, and the ritzua and the strap shall tefillin. Gartel, also nice. speaking about gartels. So, Bishlama, we understand, says the Gemara of Ritzua Shel Tefillin, the Ritzua of Tefillin. Yeah, Dechsiv, V'ra'o Kol Ha'omets, all the nations will see, Kishem Hashem, Nikra Alecho, that the name of God is called upon you. Right? V'tanya, Rabbi Elazar, God Olimeh, what's this referring to, this Pasuk? The Goyim are going to see you and be scared. These are Eil Tefillim Shebarosh. Those are the tefillim that people wear on their heads. So that's a good thing, you know what I mean? It's good to scare going away sometimes. You don't want to be around them. So, okay. Ella, what about chut shel techeles? My he. What's the what benefit do we get from the chut shel techeles? It looks nice, but according to the tribute, it's a little bit more than that. Okay, the Tanya. This is what you get from it. Hayu Rebbe Meir Oimer. Ma nishtana techeles. Mikol mini tzivoinim. Okay, let's just read that. Ma, how? This ma is like, how is it different, nishtana, techeles, the color techeles, mikol mini tzavoinim, from any other color? What's special about the color techeles? I'll tell you why. Mipnei she techeles doim eliyom, because the techeles has a similar color to the sea. V'yom doim elikia, and the sea is similar color to the heavens. And Rakia doim le kisei hakavod, and the heavens are a similar color to the kisei hakavod. Okay, and basically, and if a person sees the kisei hakavod, Rashi says it somewhere. I don't know where he speaks about it, but it's keilu hikbil panei shechina. Basically, you, in a certain sense, you're experiencing meeting God when you're thinking about the right. When you're thinking about that, it kind of brings you closer to him. So no, Shinet is right. So we're just going to prove this. Shinema, v'yiru es Elokei Yisrael. These, I think this is partial mishpatim. They saw the God of Israel. V'tachas roglov, underneath God's feet was kemaise. It was like some kind of handiwork of livnas asapia, like a sapphire kind of brick wall. Sapphire brick wall, yeah, and it was like the heavens in their purity. Okay, so we see over here though that I suppose the sapphire over there, so there's the shemayim, yeah, uksiv, and it says ukumari evan sapphire, right, because it's sapphire. The point is the word sapphire is sapphire, right, because sapphire is similar to a kind of techeles, apparently. There's some kind of aspect. So you see the first pasuk says sapphire, right? And it's also, the etzem shemayim is also like sapphire. So you see that the shemayim is in a certain sense a techeles color. And uchasiv, kamare evan sapphire, right? The image of a sapphire stone is the muskise, is the throne of Hashem. So you see over here, that's also techeles. Okay, we'll stop. Yeah. Are you?
I'm actually going to sleep tonight.